we fought the last election and we took 23% of the vote. Like, a lot of the commentators, a lot of the establishment, you know, were saying, this is a protest vote, this is an angry vote and all the rest. And, you know, it'll dissipate and, you know, we'll have local, you know, we'll have other, it'll go away and all the rest. 4 years later, actually, that vote has grown. That vote has increased, you know, to what we see in the polls at the weekend. 30%. Other polls had them higher in last year. So, like, and look, we're out about our community. Like, you know, the most common thing that somebody says to me is, "When are you getting them out?" They want this government gone, and like, that is an anger. That is an anger at the government. There is I feel a sense, and it's not everybody. There's people in this county that vote Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and they're absolutely entitled to do so, and they believe that they have their best interests at heart, and that's fine. And there's good people in all of those parties, but I see people who are seeing their kids feel that they have no future here, and they're away to Australia. Like, you know, what was Christmas like? People coming back from Australia and all the rest, but they're gone again. Mm-hmm. All our young people, it's heartbreaking in our communities. Look at what's happened in our hospitals. Look at the fact that the levels of homelessness, like a national scandal, and it just nearly passes by. Now, 4,000 children, over 4,000 children now in emergency accommodation during Christmas. That is absolutely appalling. And I think that's why people think they've had their time. Fine Gael's been there for 13 years. Fianna Fáil supported this government for the last 8 years. You know, their time's up. And I think that there will be a huge weight of responsibility if we are in a position to form the next government to actually make sure that we deliver the change that we believe that we can bring about.